know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
No, Tom, I am back on the road here in Atlanta. We returned. We have this AT&T Unlimited HBCU broadcast. We're back at Clark Atlanta University. Of course, we're in the Student Center, and they've got, now I was student trickling in, Tom. It was homecoming this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I think they still tired, laid out. I don't even know what, y'all got classes today? I don't know why. Because the only people going to show up are going to be professors and the folks who turn the lights on. And so it's crazy. It's crazy here. In fact, Tom, it's so bad. We got some high school students on the set here at TV One. The Clark Atlanta students still sleep. But that's the deal there. Tom, I got to give a shout out. I was in Indianapolis on Saturday, opening of their Black Literature and Culture Center. Unbelievable turnout. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic. And so I had a great time with a keynote there. And that was a 7-year-old girl who came up to me and handed me a note. She wants me to be her pen pal. She said, Uncle Roro, can you write me weekly? And I posted the letter on Facebook and Instagram, and her dad follows me. He says, oh, my God, that's my daughter. And so I'm going to send her a note back. And so send me a couple of some join a morning show goodies, and I'll put it in the package, and then we'll send it to her. 7 years old, she said she loves listening to the show and love watching TV One. So shout out to her. So, Tom, all right, let's get right to it here. We're in Atlanta. Yesterday, huge, huge debate. We're going out into the wire. The election is November 7th. We could see for the first time a white mayor in Atlanta since 1973. Wakanda's Presley with WSB Radio. She also does the news for the Tom Joyner Morning Show here in Atlanta when we were on the break. She was one of the folks asking questions. She joins us right now. Connors, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. How you doing? We're great.
All right. So first of all, you were there asking questions. Just your assessment of the candidates. You had 8 of the 12 because you got 4 folks who are polling at 0 or 1%. They didn't make the cut. So your assessment of what took place yesterday in that debate?
Roland, I think what we saw in yesterday's debate were the candidates squaring off against the ones that they think are their primary challengers in an effort to get into the runoff. For example, as you said in the open, Atlanta could elect its first white mayor since 1973. That's been 44 years. So the front runner, a councilwoman named Mary Norwood, is leading in all of the polls. She lost to our current mayor, Kasim Reed, by 714 votes 8 years ago. She squared off with a businessman, a white businessman, a guy by the name of Peter Amon, who at a time for the first 2 years of the Reid administration was the chief operating officer for the city. So you saw the two of them battling because they're competing for that same buckhead, affluent, white Atlanta vote. Then on the other side, what you saw was Keisha Lance Bottom. She's a city councilwoman and a woman who has the endorsement of Mayor Kasim Reed. She got into a couple of pretty big battles with a state senator, Vincent Fort, who had Bernie Sanders here about 3 weeks ago and filled a house. So you saw candidates squaring off in an effort to make sure they were solidifying their vote in their communities.
Who are the other candidates, first of the former mayors, who are they endorsing? So Ambassador Andrew Young, who is he endorsing? Is Shirley Franklin endorsing anybody? How about also a former mayor, Bill Campbell?
We've not heard anything from former Mayor Bill Campbell. Shirley Franklin has not yet endorsed anybody. But when you talk about the Lions of the Civil Rights Movement, the Reverend C.T. Vivian and Ambassador Andrew Young, they are standing squarely behind City Council President Caesar Mitchell, who is a real estate attorney by trade and has served 8 years on the council, most recently as the council president. But he didn't seem to have a breakout moment, in my opinion, during the debate yesterday. His father was a police officer. His mother was a school teacher. His big agenda item is to get more police on the street, as our focus largely was public safety. And he wants cops walking a beat. He also wants to have affordable housing so that the officers protecting our city actually live in the city. Right now, many of them don't.
Hey, Roland, what's the possibility? What's the possibility of all these black people running for mayor and they cancel each other out, and then the city of Atlanta ends up for the first time in a long time with a white mayor?
Condice?
It's, It's entirely possible. That's what many people have said, you know, that right now the two front runners are the candidate that the mayor has endorsed, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and then you have Mary Norwood, who Kasim Reed defeated in the last election. So if the polling is accurate, and right now we can never be too sure about
defeated.
The polling.
Barely,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So it could be. But then the thing that will have to happen is, if Bottoms does end up in the runoff in December, can she consolidate the African-American vote, largely made up of African-American women in the city of Atlanta, to support her in the December runoff?
But the issue also is going to be turnout. Turnout in the last election was horrible. I'm trying to figure out, are black folks sleep in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. I think off-year elections and municipal elections, by and large, Roland and Tom, are not going to be high turnout elections. Probably the winner of this election will win by about 40,000 votes or more. And the other challenge that I think all of the candidates in this race feel with respect to voters and interest in the race is the fact that in Washington, we have a president and a Congress that tend to be sucking all the air out of the room with the daily tweet of the day and everything that everybody is talking about. So much attention goes there. There has not been as much voter attention, I think, until now on this race.
But Candace, have we not learned anything from not getting the vote out and what the repercussions are of that?
You would think that we've learned something there, Sybil, and this will all bear out, and we'll see what happens on November 7th.
Wow. It's just so disturbing in so many different ways. But the discussions that really, as you talk about, Tom, is how many candidates, and especially African-American candidates, are in there. And what was the discussion like before, as all of these people were coming in and saying, let's consolidate this and do better in terms of our forces?
Yeah, yeah. 13 candidates running, and how many are black?
Of the eight we had in the debate yesterday, five are black. There is another African-American candidate and an Asian-American candidate also in the mayor's race.
And as you said, Roland, it's happening in other cities like St. Louis.
Yeah, it happened in St. Louis, and you saw the same thing happen there. Black woman could have won, but the other male candidates would not drop out. That's why you have a white mayor in St. Louis.
And nothing like a hard-headed man.
All right, Sybil.
Yeah, always gets back to Wonder Woman, huh? All right.
There you go, precisely.
Everything
goes back to Wonder Woman.